Good morning, and welcome to Undisputed, where we debate popular discussions around the world. During today's episode, Are Zoos Morally Wrong? Chris and I will be talking about whether or not zoos should continue to be a thing.
In this podcast, I will be taking the role of being against zoos, and Gina will be talking on why zoos should stay.
Zoos, in my opinion, are a good thing because they help keep endangered animals away from poachers and other animals that might kill them.
But for animals to compensate for the lack of natural freedom and choice, the captive environments must be very complex.
The animals are treated better in zoos, and they are given a better chance of living than they would have out in the wild. In zoos, they get fed and don't have to fight for food. Also, zoos breed endangered animals, so they won't go extinct.
Only 16 species have established self-sustaining populations in the wild from captive breeding efforts.
Even if scientists aren't able to create a stable population, they still can learn from the animals that have gone extinct and prevent other species from coming extinct.
Sometimes it is too late to help an endangered animal by the time they learn more about them.
Like I said, even if they can't save them, they can just learn from their mistakes and help other species not go extinct. According to Anthony Lawrence and Graham Spence, by providing for their national medical and security needs, zoo animals live long and dignified lives, free from hunger, disease, fear, and predation.
Animals can suffer physically, mentally, and emotionally. Most animals in North America zoos are led to live miserable lives in undersized, impoverished enclosures.
How are the animals mistreated? When the zookeeper studied the proper diet for the animals and placed the animals in an ideal living situation for them.
Less than 10% licensed exhibitors are accredited by the American Zoo and Aquarium Association.
Shirley McMillan said, "If we think it's tough going on a day-to-day basis for humans, it's a tougher world out there for animals. The sad truth is many just don't thrive in the wild anymore."
Zoos are teaching children that humans have the power to control nature.
Although it isn't their main purpose to give the chance to see unique animals to the population, it gives people a unique opportunity to see animals they would never see in their lifetime.
To make zoos more relevant again, we should leave the non-rare animals alone and maybe focus on the endangered or threatened animals. We all know what a lion, giraffe, elephant, and rhino looks like. There is no need for them to be in captivity, not living a natural life as they should. Many zoos were investigated that some animals' diets consist of stale bread and cakes. Also, a large safari was found to keep their big cats in small and dilapidated enclosures for up to 18 hours a day.
Shirley McMillan also said, "One thing people don't know is that we have the second most elephants between zoos and the International Conservation Center, International Elephant Center in Somers County, of any zoo besides San Diego. Right now we're trying to breed 4 female elephants. To my knowledge, nobody else is trying to do that. Many people think that all zoos are bad, but most of the terrible stats that people see come from some of the worst zoos. I understand to shut down those zoos, but to shut down all the zoos, in my opinion, wouldn't be ideal."
I agree. Maybe it wouldn't be the right thing to shut down all the zoos, just the ones that aren't harming animals.
So in conclusion, we can both agree that some zoos need to be shut down because of their harming of animals, but not all of them. I'm glad that we could clear this up for everyone. Thank you for tuning in on Are Zoos Morally Wrong? Join us for our next podcast, is Online School the Move? How do you know, man?